Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
We are Kayfabe, the people's band. We are the only sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today. From many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor, or New Japan, they got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, another one by the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, Comic Cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs, so, you know, we're open to a variety of things, but our bread and butter is going to be wrestling. And
AKA Mata Drip Drip, good brother Macho Ghost. What's happening? It's the Black Man Couple T-Ware, and we are back for the second edition of the Mega Power Hour, fellas. How we doing tonight?
Ooh, yeah, I'm going to cut off Martez and say it's glad to be back. I'm glad to be back here on the Mega Power Hour. Yeah, and here with my good friend, personal close friend, Coco T. Ware, yeah, and my other personal close friend, Mr. Martez, the minister, yeah. How's it like? We're back on the air. We were supposed to be on last night, but we had some technical difficulties, and here we are tonight, getting ready for the Royal Rumble 2022. What do you guys think? Hello, Martez. You should say hello now, too, I guess.
What's up, guys? I'm happy to be with you guys tonight, ready to get into everything we got to get into tonight. And then, I pinch myself because I don't know how I got into this show, you know, with two giants like you all. But I'm here, and we're here to do this show, and I'm thankful. So
you're the only one who hasn't cast the blog talk. That's how you got on the show.
That's right, absolutely. And hey, look here.
Ain't that
the pot calling the kettle black? He calls us giants when he's a walker talking skyscraper. Brother Ghost, what my Ted's talking about?
He is the Ted Turner. He is the Eric Bischoff. He is the Tony Khan of Open Talk 313 The Flash. Yeah. Soon to be screaming like a boat down a river.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir. Yes, sir.
He sure is, baby. That's right. And he's quite the latest man. I mean, you got to notice our good friend, good brother Greg, said what he just needs to do instead of just trying to give some little weak old flirty rap. He should just drop a dope promo on them ladies. He caught the ladies, man. He's a lady killer, brother Joe.
Oh, man. Martez, wait a minute, before we get started, I'm going to say, just randomly, I've got a bag full of names from, I got my own wrestling promotion in the imaginary world called SPF Infinity. So randomly, every minute and a half, I'm going to draw a name for our very own Mega Power Hour Royal Rumble, and then I'll just shout them out at random times.
Ooh, awesome.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Martez, what do you got to say about what Coco just said about us?
Hey.
See, you got to, Coco, I find that you got to talk to Martez early to get his juices flowing. Otherwise, he likes to sit in the background and be quiet unless he's hosting the whole show by himself.
Absolutely. See, we know how he's very modest. He's a very humble young man. You know what I'm saying? And that's all good, you know, but hey, when you got the madness and the black man, you know, all kinds of mental telepathy and explosions and eruptions happening all over the place, you know what I'm saying? So we need somebody to bring in some of that sanity, that in-between, that middle ground, that balance, if you will. Go ahead, gentlemen, go ahead.
Yeah. And I'm going to do my best to fulfill that, and that's that.
That's all you need to do, brother.
Now, Coco, what are we doing here today? What's happening? Why are we here on the Power Hour this quarter of the year?
That's right. Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, good brother Ghost. Because peep this here. We got ourselves a second edition of this here Mega Power Hour. And just around the corner, better yet, just a couple of blocks away, this Saturday night, we got the Royal Rumble coming up. Probably the black man's favorite major pay-per-view of all the WWE pay-per-views, or now as they call it, premium live event. Okay, that's fine with me. PLEs it is. So with that being said, we got the Royal Rumble. We got this year 2020. We got the 30 women's Royal Rumble, the 30 men's Royal Rumble. And then you got all these wonderful matches in between with the, we got that Roman Reigns and that Seth Rollins. And then all of a sudden, we got some of, who's that? Oh, Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley, man. Goodness gracious, dream match. But hold on. Let's not go too far. Let's not go too fast with this. Because, gentlemen, I'm hanging on a surprise guest.
A surprise guest?
I'm bringing in a surprise guest. Let me tell you how this backstory goes. One of these days, I was just goofing around on the worldwide internet, your Facebooks, your Twitters, and your Instagrams. And one day a young man reached out to me in the inboxes and said, Mr. T. Ware, I've been watching you. I've been listening to you. I've been seeing your video clips on your Facebooks. I've been looking at your Instagrams. I've been looking at some of the pictures you've been showing for the past couple of years, and I'm a big, big, big fan of wrestling, and I love K-State, the People's Band. And then he said, you know, would you so much as indulge me, allow me the honor to come in on a radio show the next time you on? And I said, young fella, it's hard for me to say no.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to say yes. I'm going to have to bring you on one day. And I said, oh, what a perfect time, because good brother Macho Gold is back on the air. We got Brother Mighty Drip Drip, and we got the black man, yours truly. And I said, yeah, you can come on the show, kid, during the week that we're dealing with the Royal Rumble. Okay, so his name is Timothy. Did Timothy call in yet?
Yep. Yes, he's on the line right now.
Hello? Hello?
I hear some heavy breathing. Timothy, is that you?
Yeah, hello, my name is Timothy Ignatius Tatum. I am 8 years old, and I am a wrestling fan of the Nth Degree. I'm so nervous. This is my first time being on a show.
Oh, man, Timothy, you don't have to be nervous. You're here with some expert professionals in the world of podcasting. We only mess up the show 85% of the time, which means 15% we're near perfect.
Oh, that's good to know. That really calms my nerves. I just want to say that I love the WWE, and their dedication to including all types of wrestlers, including the women's division, especially the representation of full-figured women in WWE, such as Doudrop. Doudrop is a representation of the strong woman that all women want to be.
Now, it's interesting, Timothy, that you bring up Doudrop. She's actually up there. She's got a match at the Royal Rumble. Great segue. She is actually facing Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's Championship. What do you think about that?
We unfortunately we lost the caller.
Timothy packed out. He was so excited.
All right, Timothy is back with us.
I don't know what happened. I'm not sure if it was my cat that knocked the phone out of my head. But I was talking about representation in the WWE and how women are getting represented, like full-figured women, such as Doudrop. My mother, who being a full-figured woman herself, told me that the power of a big woman is one that cannot be tamed. That is why my father left a month ago, but that's what she told me.
What?
Man,
those holidays must have been awful.
I mean, yes, but that we have to respect our women in those things. I respect them. I also enjoy a lot of the puppets. Well, I used to enjoy the puppets. I'm so sad to hear about Bray Wyatt being gone because he brought back the artistry of puppetry in the WWE that was lost with Mr. Sacco and the snake, the guy who had the snake. But Mr. Sacco, I really miss him, and I also miss Huskus the pig. Huskus the pig. He was a puppet that was used during the Playhouse segments with Bray Wyatt.
I'm familiar with it.
Yes. I really miss those times. My mom put me in a puppetry class in order for me to learn the artistry of puppetry, and I'm hoping one day that I also will be able to express myself not only in wrestling, but also in puppetry.
Well, that's pretty interesting right there. We don't get many puppetry enthusiasts on the show. Now, I'm gonna test your skills here on the telephone. Are you now just into puppetry, or are you also involved in the world of ventriloquism and marionettes?
Oh, well, I haven't taken that class yet. I haven't got to level 202 yet. I'm just at level 101 of ventriloquy. Oh, my God, I can't even say it because it's so hard to do. You have to be of a certain level to make it there. I'm not quite there yet.
I know how hard it is right now. Actually, you can't see me, but I'm using a ventriloquist dummy right now. It's pretty cool, but if you could see it, it would be really cool.
Oh,
hey,
God,
wait a minute, Timothy, hold on a second, I know you're so excited, but we don't want to get off on the Macho Ghost and Timothy show. Let me throw my voice over and make Coco talk.
Timothy, thank you so much for coming on, kiddo. It's so good to hear that voice and listen to you articulate your love for professional wrestling. Let me ask you this question. What do you think about my boo Nia Jax, who's now out of the wrestling business, but since you said you're all about full-figure women and representation in the WWE, how did you feel about Nia Jax?
Oh, it's a sad loss for the women in WWE to lose such a powerhouse, such as Nia Jax, a woman of not only strength but beauty. Oh, well, she reminds me of my mother. She totally looks like her. Even every dimension, and even her hair, how she had it last time when it was really curly, it looks just like my mother. What a beauty.
Awesome. That's a smart kid. He's being raised right, y'all.
awesome. See, you hear that, fellas? See, that's a wise young man beyond his years. His mama raising him good and well. Now, listen, young Timothy and Nathan Tatum. We're going to have to cut your interview short now. We want to thank you for being on the phone with us and all that good stuff. Hey, did you hear about this Saturday WrestleFest 313 event that's coming up in the Royal Oak Imagine Theater?
I've heard all about it. I'm into all of the wrestling talk shows, and I'm into all of the wrestling movements that are going around through certain podcasts and shows that I listen to. This is, should be a phenomenal treat for everyone. I heard there's a band that's playing. Is it your band, Coco?
Absolutely, young Timothy Kayfabe, the people's band. We playing this Saturday night, 7 p.m., playing some live and intense color music of all the theme songs that people known in the past and the present, from WWE to AEW. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that you have been paying attention. So listen here, young Timothy. We're going to let you go for the rest of the night. We got to keep moving on the show, okay? God bless you, little Timothy. Say goodbye to Brother Ghost and Brother Montez.
It's a pleasure to meet you all. I hope to call in again and hear from you. Your show is awesome, especially you, Macho Ghost. You are a legend.
Oh, man, thank you, Timothy. I like you even better than I did before. Thank you for calling in. Martez, say something to the nice young man. Just don't sit there and be quiet. That's rude.
Timothy, thanks for calling in. And do not be a stranger. Call in as much as possible. I really enjoyed you tonight.
It's a pleasure indeed. I have to go. I have to finish helping my mom put her socks on. All right, have a good night. Bye.
Man, oh, man. Things couldn't get any stranger.
Yeah,
that
was
nice. We got a nice call from Timothy right there to kick off the show. It's always good to hear from the listeners, especially when they're on parole.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a special one right there. That was a special one. I mean, you know, Coco, the black man Coco, he would love the kids, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, let's just expedite this whole thing. We already kind of touched on this year's Royal Rumble, but let's dig back into the past, if you will. Let's go into the little time machine. 10 years ago, 2012, fellas. Where were you in 2012? Boy, I tell you. As a matter of fact, here's what's an interesting fact that we're not even talking about. This year's Royal Rumble is being held in St. Louis, correct? Well, 10 years ago, the 2012 edition of Royal Rumble was also held in St. Louis, y'all. That was some pretty interesting stuff right there. So happy 10-year anniversary, St. Louis, for getting the Royal Rumble. You lucky bloke. Could have been here in Detroit, but that's okay. There'll be another time for that. But anyway, I was just looking back, and that kind of going back to the hands of time, you know. I remember Sheamus won that Royal Rumble match, and there's some interesting things going on in that Royal Rumble show. The one thing I really liked the most that had the black man tickle pink was when Santino Marella and Mick Foley mend the ring. The dream match we didn't know we needed. Mr. Sacco versus the Snake, baby. That was kind of cool. Funny moment, you know what I'm saying? Great times, great times, great times. So anyway, let's jump back into the here and now. Now, fellas, if you would, quickly, give me your predictions for the Royal Rumble match, the men's and the women's. Who do you think is going to win the women's? Who you think is going to win the men's? Brother Cole, hey, I'm going to let you go first.
Hey, Coco, before we start, can you mind if I name off the competitors of who's in each Rumble match?
Oh, go right ahead, by all means.
All right, now you're right. Martez, since you're going first, pay attention.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, and at the moment, the Men's Royal Rumble match, as of right now, Raw is not on the air, and then there's a SmackDown before the premium television expose. What do you call it, Coco? Premium live event. Before the premium live event.
P-L-E.
There'll be many more people added and probably some surprises. But as of right now, in the Men's Royal Rumble, we have AJ Styles, Angelo Dawkins, the young Austin Theory, former WWE champ Big E, Damian Priest, Dominic Mysterio. Happy Corbin. What kind of name is Happy Corbin? Johnny Knoxville. How did he get in this thing? He's promoting a movie. Kevin Owens. Kofi Kingston. What dynamic dramatics will Kofi have outside the ring, getting back into the ring this year? Madcap Moss. That's even worse than Happy Corbin. Montez Ford. Rey Mysterio, Sami Zayn, and the aforementioned 2012 Royal Rumble champion, Sheamus.
Oh, that's a good list right there. Now, what about the women folks?
Now, Martez, what are you thinking? Were you paying attention? Did you write all that down?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's already in the noggin. It's already in the noggin. Now, for me, this is the most unpredictable, wide-open males Royal Rumble that I've ever had a chance to be a part of or witness. I really don't have a favorite, but with that being said, if I was to pick somebody right now, I would have to go with Kevin Owens. And the reason I would have to go with Kevin Owens is because I think eventually – I think Seth Rollins is going to beat Roman Reigns this weekend. Roman Reigns has already broken the record, so technically he really don't need that title right now. So Rollins is going to win that title. He's going to take it to Raw. And then that so-called friendship between Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins is going to take a hit because Kevin Owens is going to win the Royal Rumble. So to fast forward, I think Kevin Owens is going to win, and he's going to choose Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
That's a good pick, Brother Mike. Brother Mike, you see, no wonder I call him the CEO of the Vincent Kennedy McMahon, a blog talk, online, all kinds of radio, Brother Go. This brother be thinking.
Man, oh, man, he sure – that was a good explanation, Martez. It does seem like you've been thinking about stuff. Now, I don't know. I myself, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who's going to win. Every time there's a Royal Rumble, I always pick myself. Strangely enough, people don't know this, that I'm actually number 39 in every single 30-man Royal Rumble. The only one I ever missed was the one where there were 40 guys in it.
Yeah, interesting. Coinkydink. And 39, what a lucky number, man. Lucky number.
Lucky for me. Yeah, I like it. Anyway, who's going to win? I don't know. I'm looking at this list, and I'm thinking no one on this list is going to win it. I think it's somebody secret, somebody we don't know about yet. I don't know. I'm here more for comic relief, so you know who I'm picking? Bastion Booger.
Whoa. Now that's a surprise of all surprise, Brother Goat. Okay, let the black man chime in on this one because I agree with Brother Martez. I agree with you, Brother Ghost. This one, the men's is a little hard to call. You don't know what bag they're coming out on this one, Danny. So I'm just going to take a crazy pick. Crazy pick, unconventional, but would raise eyebrows. And I'm going to tie it into the Mr. Johnny Knoxville because, you know, he got that whole Jackass movie coming up. So it would make a whole lot of sense. If that weasel Sami Zayn will find a way to not only just eliminate Johnny Knoxville, but anybody that's a known reputation, nobody's going to see it coming. So I say, what the heck? Let Sami Zayn go for it. That's my prediction for the men.
Man, I don't think there could be three more different predictions. Martez, you said Kevin Owens. Strangely enough, Coco says Kevin Owens, outside kayfabe, best friend, Sami Zayn, and lethal enemy for many years. And I said Bastion Booger. Personally, I think I'm going to win because nobody wants to touch Bastion Booger. But that would be very interesting.
Totally
Sami Zayn would be a sleeper for sure. Man, I kind of like this. You know what I've always wanted to see? I've always wanted to see Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens team up and be the tag team champions.
Yeah, they should have been pulled the trigger on that Macho.
So I don't know what's going to happen. I got to disagree with Martez, though. We got that's the match that we're talking about here. The match is Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins for the Universal Championship. I don't think Seth Rollins is going to win that match. I think Roman Reigns is going to hold that until he's going to hold that title. I don't know how long he's going to hold that title, until he could wrestle his own son.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Now, Coco, who do you think? Do you think Roman Reigns walks out champion, or do you think that that it's going to be Seth Rollins, and what do you think's going to happen there?
Okay, hey, that's a good question, because that match is going to be really, really, really good, I think, as expected, you know what I'm saying? Two former brothers of the Shield going at it, bumping and bumping and lumping and lumping, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, at this point, Roman Reigns might as well go ahead and take that W one more time and just extend that title reign. Maybe, stopping at something like WrestleMania, you know what I'm saying? Maybe open up the door for somebody like, I don't know, The Rock, to come on in there, set up a little feud. I mean, listen, and it's going to be in Hollywood. It's going to be in California. So, I take that back. It's going to be in Dallas, Texas, where everything is bigger than Texas, you know what I'm saying? So you might as well have it there, which it would just break records and it'll go through the roof. And, you know, The Rock, he's not a guy that has to get ready. He stays ready, you know what I'm saying? The man is big as a tank. So I'm going to say that, you know, slowing it back down and going back to Royal Rumble, I'm thinking ahead of WrestleMania, guys, forgive me. But I'm just going to say, at this point, Roman Reigns might as well win it. I thought that Brock Lesnar probably would have beat him at some point, but that ain't happened yet. So Roman Reigns it is.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Now, do you think your picks, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, do you think they make it all the way to WrestleMania if they win?
You might as well at that point. I mean, they ain't going to pick Roman Reigns, so they're going to be crazy enough to go against Brock Lesnar or Bobby Lashley. Let's see how that goes. Ain't no telling.
All right. We got the picks. Are you writing all this down, Martez?
Indeed. Yes,
stay
sir.
With us,
yes,
Martez.
Sir.
You're acting like you just woke up or something.
Well, he did come up from a nap. I mean, he said that in our text chat earlier. So he did have got him a little beauty rest, you know what I'm saying? Because he works so hard all the time. So
don't give away the behind-the-scenes secrets, Coco.
This is what's funny about Macho. I feel like he always know me. You know, he always know what's going on with me at that current moment. That's the funny thing about him. Because I just woke up, but I am still kind of on E.
Man, oh, man. Well, hang on, Martez. This is a longer list, so you'll have a little extra time to think about it. Coco, should we go into the Women's Royal Rumble now?
Oh, please do. Let's go.
All right, here we go. Women's Royal Rumble. Significantly more people, which I guess is 6, more entered than this. 21 women have already been announced, so there's still going to be some 9 surprises coming in this next week. So first up, we have Aaliyah. I don't know if she's wrestled twice on TV in the main roster. She's from NXT. Nobody knows who she is. Bianca Belair. There's one, a potential winner right there. I think she might have won it before. Is that possible?
Hey, anything's possible. We have not had a single multiple Royal Rumble winner from the women's anyway. So, I mean, if we're going to make some history, we might as well do it now. The sooner the better.
All right. Then we got a returning legend. There's a lot of returning legends mixed in here. We got Brie Bella. Then we got Carmella. That kind of rhymes. Then Charlotte Flair, who's already the champion of SmackDown, but she has exclaimed that if she ends up winning the Women's Royal Rumble, she will choose her own opponent at WrestleMania. What do you guys think about that? I don't like that.
Yeah, that's a little, kind of got a little bit of a Brock Lesnar kind of feel to that one, or Roman Reigns when he had to face everybody. So,
yeah.
But I'm going to say, that should be interesting if she does win it all. I mean, it is Charlotte Flair, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't understand why people feel all kind of hate and vitriol towards that woman. They call her the queen for a reason. I mean, she can't help who her daddy is. It's only Ric Flair,
right,
the greatest wrestler of all time, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, what did you talk? The greatest wrestler of all time? Martez, he forgets who he's on the phone with.
Oh, my bad. Excuse me. The greatest wrestler of all time. Second to only Macho Man Randy Savage via the Macho Goat. Forgive me, my apologies.
That's all right. I accept your apology. I feel better now.
There we go.
All right,
all
so
right
we got
the
guy. 21 women. Where were we? Charlotte Flair, Dana Brooke, Kelly Kelly, Lita, Liv Morgan, Michelle McCool, Mickie James, the Impact Women's Champion, Knockouts Champion right there, coming from another company. I think they're going to send her things back in a garbage bag after the Royal Rumble again. Naomi, Natalya, Nikki, almost a superhero who's acting like a supervillain right now. I think I'm disappointed. Yes. Nikki Bella, the other half of the Twin Magic, Queen Zelina, Rhea Ripley, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi, I'm going to call her Blackheart. I don't care what they say in creative. Summer Rae, I've still got a crush on Summer Rae. Don't tell her. And Tamina.
Promise y'all won't.
All right, that's a long list. Martez, were you paying attention on that one?
Yes, I was.
I think Martez has got the he's got a list of the guys, and not to be misogynistic, which I don't think is the right word to use, but Martez actually has a portfolio of photographs of all the women in the Royal Rumble.
Here we go with that.
Everyone knows it's no secret. If you enjoy everything Open Talk and you watch the Gorilla Position Wrestling and the Fire Pro Wrestling world, Coco mentioned it earlier. Martez is known as Marty Drip Drip, and he's assembled quite the harem of women to have his back.
that's in fact true. But if I could just chime in, if it's my turn, if I could just chime in on who I think will win, I think this can go like three different directions. I think they could definitely give it to Liv Morgan. Like Liv Morgan, she's been knocking at that door. She's had several championship matches with Becky Lynch recently, but I still think she's one of those people that she deserves that WrestleMania spot. She deserves that championship win on a big stage. She's one of those feel-good kind of a story kind of a wrestlers. And what better matchup would it be just to have her finally avenge Becky Lynch? But I can turn it to a different – I can go a different direction. We can go with Naomi. Naomi, it seems like they're ready to push her, you know, ingratiating her in this storyline with Sonya Deville. You know, it seemed like they're ready to give her a prominent push so they can go in that direction. But somebody that that's out the box that I think they should go with, my third person, that's Lita. I think Lita winning, I wouldn't be disappointed in that. You know, one last hurrah, Lita versus Charlotte. They sort of kind of had a little bumping with each other a couple weeks ago on SmackDown, so why not let her win, go on to challenge Charlotte Flair and defeat Charlotte Flair. So those are my top three contenders, Lita, Naomi, and Liv Morgan.
Man, oh, man, interesting and yet undecisive. Coco, I'll give you one. I got two, or maybe three, like Martez. So I guess I'm undecisive, too. My first pick is the ghost of Daphne, who passed away tragically this year. She's one of those nine secret spots. If a ghost could be in a podcast, a ghost could be in the Women's Royal Rumble.
I mean, we might as well, and rest in peace, Sister Daphne, wherever you are. That's a good pick.
That's
guy.
Right.
I like that one, Brother Go. Who else you got?
Johnny Knoxville. They're going to promote the heck out of this movie. He's in both Rumbles.
Oh, my God.
No,
he'll be dressed as a woman in this one, though. He'll be dressed as a woman.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And then let's see, who am I going for? Here am I going. You know, I have a weird feeling. Now, I'm not so good on my Royal Rumble history since I have not been in them, which was back in the 90s. I was in six, by the way. I won none. Anyway, has Charlotte Flair ever won the Royal Rumble?
Oh, let's see here.
I think she did the year after Becky Lynch won, I think.
She might have, and then we had Bianca Belair win the last one. So, yeah, she would be that's right. Because if she does win this one, she would be the first two-time Royal Rumble winner. I believe that's how it's going right now.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen
possible.
Or not. That for some reason, I just have a weird feeling that she's going to win, and then everyone else will be even madder at her because she won't have an opponent. She'll get to pick her own opponent. So I think I'm going to go with that right now. As always, my choices reside on the side of ridiculousness.
You know what would be cool is if Adam Pearce or Sonya Deville come out at the beginning of the Royal Rumble match and they decide that that women, that SmackDown Women's Championship is on the line. I think that'll be a cool twist. That add a little sauce to it.
Ooh, that was a good one. A nice little mix that kind of made me think about 30 years ago in 92 when a WWF championship was on the line and Charlotte's dad and Ric Flair won it. Kind of got a little twist there. That's a good one. See, you're doing the thing, Brother Martez. He's got a mind like a steel trap, don't he, Brother Gold?
He does a steel trap. I was in that Royal Rumble 1992. I was in there. I actually, strangely enough, eliminated myself by jumping over the top rope. Luckily for me, there's a rule in there that you can't eliminate yourself. You got to be thrown over by somebody else. So I got to get back in the ring. Of course, I was thrown out again right away, but it doesn't matter.
That's true. Not
the thing
nor there.
I that's a piece of history. Not many people could say they attempted to eliminate themselves from the Royal Rumble. I'm a trendsetter, even though no one does what I do after I do it.
That's all right. You're in the Hall of Fame, Daddy. That's all that matters.
That's right. I appreciate being in the Hall of Fame, but I told Lanny I didn't want to be in the Hall of Fame without the whole family, but I understand why he did it. So thank you, Lanny. But, yeah, I digress.
I feel you. Hey. I'm going to throw my picks in, or my pick. I'm just going to do one. I got to break the mold here, fellas.
Yeah, heaven forbid he actually just picked one, Martez. What my goodness.
Yeah. I'm going to say this, fellas. I'm going to make a bold prediction here. I'm going to throw the whole monkey wrench in the show. I'm going to say Alexa Bliss comes back in that Royal Rumble and just cause all kind of damage. Doing her voodoo magic tricks and God knows what else, making us wish the Fiend had returned, and she going to eliminate everybody. I think that's what's going to happen. Alexa Bliss, Women's Royal Rumble winner.
I like that. I've always been a fan of Alexa Bliss. Yeah, she was not one of the original so-called four horsewomen of NXT, but when she met the main roster, she really made a name for herself all on her own. So I've always been behind Alexa Bliss, even though her current personality creeps me out. But yet, I find it strangely intriguing.
Hey, you know it. Somebody got to love somebody. We got to dig the crazy chicks every now and again, you know?
That's right. I think I stole that line from Spaceballs.
Exactly.
So those are interesting picks here. Interesting picks. We've got I picked, I guess for real, Charlotte Flair, although Daphne is in there and also Johnny Knoxville. And then we've got Coco, who's got the only one with one solitary pick, Alexa Bliss, which I think is a good pick. I didn't think about that one. And Martez picked the entire 8th grade class of St. Anthony's School for Girls.
I'm getting obliterated tonight.
He picked Lita. He wants Lita to go. I would prefer to see Lita if there's going to be a dream match. We already had, didn't we have Charlotte versus Trish Stratus a few years ago? That was an okay match. That was not so good. But Lita versus Becky Lynch would be interesting.
Yeah. But God, what about, this is a hot take, but this is one of my top five female superstars of all time, but the reports that Ronda Rousey is going to be in the Royal Rumble. I've been reading that on a few different sites.
I don't know. I heard that she have like a baby or something, or didn't she, wasn't her story like she took some time off to have a baby or be with her family or took some time off just so she could milk WWE of a lot of money?
Yeah, I heard that too.
Ching-ching and wah-wah, she got the money and the baby, you know what I'm saying? So,
and incidentally, Ronda Rousey is part of Marnie Drip Drip's group there, one of his Drippin' Sauce members.
And you know
man.
What do you guys think, since we're still talking about the women here, what do you guys think about Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair, who were stars of the last couple of years, and all of a sudden seem to be relegated to a backup mid-card positions? What do you think about this? Do you think that the Becky Lynch's and the Charlotte Flair's, as some people suggest, have a stranglehold on the women's division, not allowing the other stars to progress at their proper pace?
You know what? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's just fine the way it is.
There's room for them to get back in that circle. I mean, you got the Four Horse Women. You know what I'm saying? I mean, why wouldn't you have them at top of the bill, you know? And the way I see it, Rhea Ripley and Bianca, I wouldn't even use the word relegated to the mid-card status. I would say, if anything, they strengthen the mid-card. I mean, they get overkill, baby, urge overkill.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing, though, because they come out and they bring it every single week, every single night. And you know, at any given moment, when they're ready to pull that trigger, say, come on, Bianca, get in there with one of the Four Horse Women. Rhea, get in there with one of the Four Horse Women. Or y'all team up against two or three or all four of the Four Horsemen. Four Horse Women, excuse me. It's going to be money one way or the other. I mean, everybody getting paid. The checks is clear. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Wait, what do you think, Martez? Yep. Last year, everything was Bianca Belair, and I know she's a personal friend of yours through a pair of binoculars when you're across the street. What do you think?
I think they're where they should be. I don't think they're being mistreated. I don't think they're being held back. I think their push is coming around. You know, we got to remember that Rhea Ripley, she was champion, and Belair, she was champion. But these things tend to go in rotation or circles. I don't know if I'm saying the right term, but at some point it'll go back to them. But I will say this. You know, I think we are living in the last days of Charlotte Flair, not so much Becky Lynch, but people like Sasha Banks, because they got other things going on outside of WWE. And I think it's important that we appreciate those women, because at some point they might not need WWE anymore, and they might venture off and might exit WWE. So I think we're entering the ending of their full-time career with WWE. So why not continue to push them? Because at some point they're going to eventually drift away.
That's an interesting point. As we talked about the Ronda Rousey before, I don't think at the time anyone knew that her window for performing in the WWE was only about a year or so, which is, we all thought it was longer than that. So they capitalized on her right away, which is always divisive to fans, but everything in wrestling is divisive to fans, and I just realized the surprise entrant is going to be my daughter, Bailey, so she's going to win it all.
Oh, boy. Good one.
I must have been drunk, and I don't even drink.
Oh, boy.
That's a good pick.
Since we're doing surprise entrance, why don't we throw in Good Sister Oscar? We ain't seen her in a little bit. It's been a long while, so it'd be cool to see her get brought into the fold. So,
that,
I mean, they got enough room for surprise. I think this Royal Rumble is a Royal Rumble of surprises. It's going to be a big pop fest, I think. It's going to be a huge pop fest with both of them matches.
I like Asuka. I like that. I like that. Now, if you don't mind, Coco, I got a question, since we're still talking about the women. There's a match, one of the four non-Rumble matches, that just so happens, the only one that has women in it. It's that mixed tag team match of husbands and wives, Edge and Beth Phoenix versus The Miz and Maryse. What do you guys think about that?
Ooh, let me tell you, this is the WrestleMania match that should still be a thing in a few months to come. So this is going to be a nice little tune-up for what I think should happen, because this has WrestleMania caliber written all over it. All four of my wrestlers, all four of my superstars, all four of them are former champions in their respective divisions. This is going to be a good match, baby, and they're telling a pretty good story, in my opinion, Nation.
Oh, man.
I agree with you. I think Miz and Maryse, they pick up the victory by disqualification or some kind of sneaky kind of thing that they may do. I think that's how they're going to pick up the victory, and then it's going to carry on to WrestleMania. So I agree, because really there's nothing out there for Edge. There's nobody at this time for him to like really go up against. So why not run it back with the mixed tag team match at WrestleMania?
It's like, it's almost like it's he knows he's got a limited time left. So wasn't it two years ago or last year at the Royal Rumble where he got to participate with his best friend Christian after Christian had been off for a while? Now he gets to do a tag with his wife. That's just cool stuff.
things he never did before necessarily or hadn't done in a long time. So, yeah, he's got the limited shelf life left on his career. Luckily, he has this second opportunity after his injury. So, yeah, we'll have to see what happens with that. Now, there's another big match out there we haven't talked about, and I think it has something to do with a title and some guy who likes to go fishing and is a lumberjack or something, and his name is Brock Lesnar.
That
and the Hurt Business
is
very own.
Yes.
Bobby Lashley. What do you guys think about this one?
That
came out of nowhere.
20,
surprise victory.
Hey,
now, are you guys excited? A lot of people have been waiting for this match. You guys are excited for this match, huh?
Yeah.
I am too.
Sorry, Coco.
No, you go ahead, Martez. Go ahead.
No, yeah. Real quickly, in my mind, you know, I'm treating this like this is an actual real matchup. You know, that's how the magnitude of this matchup is that big. These two colossal giants. Once-in-a-lifetime matchup, you know, I've been hoping for this for quite some time, these two big behemoths, these two big giants, for this to finally happen. And people always say WWE doesn't give you what you want. I think that's not all the way true. They might not give it to you right when you want it, but they're giving us this right now. And I think
they'll give it to you 20 years later.
I mean, well, yeah.
I'll give you that.
But, hey. But this, I believe, was a good 20 years in the making. I personally believe that because of both guys are just really well seasoned. Bobby, in my opinion, this is the best Bobby Lashley we've all ever seen. Because I'm just gonna keep it real. That man's voice does not match his body. You know what I'm saying? He's got the body of a bodybuilder and the voice of a male librarian. Sorry, no disrespect, Bobby. Don't put me in the hurt lot, please.
Kind of like Timothy's voice didn't match his body. There's some chicanery going on there.
I couldn't agree. You know, hey, preview Bestman Child. I mean, you never know what's going to happen in about 2-3 years from now. But, hey, that's just what it is. So, anywho, I think this is 20 years in the making. It's not gonna be Brock and Goldberg at WrestleMania 20. It ain't gonna be nothing like that. This is gonna be, in the words of Big E, two big sweaty men smacking meat. It's gonna be a whole lot of meat bumping up in that match. It's gonna be a whole lot of heavyweights and just running. It's a classic Vince McMahon match. Two big monsters going at it in that ring. And so it's gonna be better than what people think. That's what I say.
Now, a lot of people don't know that Martez's very first show on Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash, was Two Big Men Smacking Meat. That was the name of it.
Oh, man.
And I guess I should take this time to mention that our good friend Nick the Swink Swinky, the professor with 3 F's, we touched on it a minute ago, his very favorite wrestler in the whole world is The Miz. Right, Martez?
That's right. He can't get enough of The Miz.
He's probably not listening because we're talking about the WWE, but he loves The Miz.
I see. He seemed like the kind of guy that would love The Miz.
Do you guys think that they
kind of
should have saved Lesnar? And obviously they have plans, or we think they have plans. If you read all the dirt sheets, they changed what's going on with Raw at 5 minutes before the show starts, so you never know what's going to happen sometimes. But do you think they should save Lesnar and Lashley for WrestleMania? Because obviously it appears there was a fluke. Lesnar was supposed to face Reigns. Reigns came down with the COVID and had to pull out of that match. They inserted Brock into the WWE Championship match, which he ended up winning, and which puts him on the course against Bobby Lashley. I don't think originally that was supposed to happen. So what do you think? How do you extrapolate from that?
Ooh, let me step in on this one. Hey, listen, sometimes a mistake is a good mistake, or a circumstance like this, it's the best thing that could have happened. You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course, you don't want to see anybody catch the COVID or nothing like that, or illnesses of any kind. But, hey, sometimes it just works out best for you. It's best for business. I mean, we couldn't have asked for a different or better scenario. I mean, we getting WrestleMania caliber matches now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy with whatever matches they give us at Royal Rumble, but we're getting WrestleMania caliber matches. I mean, listen, we got to play at the 313 WrestleFest 313 this Saturday. I'm trying to figure out how are we going to play this hot, dope music, and then how am I going to break down and watch the wrestling show at the same time. I mean, boy, I'm going to be split. Maybe I need a ghost. I need a Coco ghost or something. Kind of
I think you got to go into the multiverse, and you got to find Coco, and you got to find a different version of Coco, and then you got to find maybe there's there's a guy I know named Antoine. He's good on the bass. You might want to call him. There's all kinds of things you might consider.
Too.
Maybe call your dad, Coco B.
I mean, hey, I mean, he still got Frankie, so... I mean, Frankie's a pretty talented bird, you know, so you know, there's a lot of things we don't know. Now, fellas, because we in the last 10 minutes of this show, I got to change it up, and we're gonna take it home from here. This one is a rapid-fire segment that I call If I Could Book It, the favorite show. We're going to close it out with this, fellas. Now, listen here. This one is going to be the all-time ultimate Royal Rumble match. Each one of us is going to pick 10 superstars from any era, any iteration, meaning like if Macho Ghost picks the Macho King Randy Savage, my brother Martez could pick Macho Man Randy Savage, and I could pick NWO Macho Man for our 10.
Now, let me tell you something. I don't, speaking of the multiverse, I don't like either of those guys.
Oh, well, hey, who are we to tell you that you're wrong? You know what I'm saying? That is your right, Brother Ghost. We are not going to tell you're wrong. So here's how it's going to go. You're going to pick your 10 all-time Royal Rumble Hall of Fame alumni if you get to book an Ultimate Royal Rumble match. Each of us going to pick 10 people. Now, listen, this is going to be interesting. It could be a male. It could be a female. They can come from any wrestling promotion. They can come from any era, any time, any iteration. It's fine. So are we ready, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll go first right off the gate. Number one, this guy's underrated. He should be in the Hall of Fame. My main man, Rick Amato Martel. Put him in,
man.
Number one. Number two, give me Demolition Smash. Because we need some ruffians up in there. Number three, give me HBK, Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, Daddy. Number four, give me the British Bulldog, Devin Boy Smith. Number five, give me my main man, the immortal Hulk Hogan, baby. Red and yellow, Daddy, that's right. And number six, this man is one of the dopest wrestling workers. You know what I'm saying? It's a shame he never won no real gold, I mean, except through his riches. He bought some gold and put it around his waist. We talking about the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase, Daddy. It's like it seems like he could never be eliminated. Number seven, we going to dig back into the time machine because I would love to just see this guy get in the ring and demand people stay away from his hair. Gorgeous George. Wouldn't that be awesome? Number
Wait a minute. I don't like her either. Oh, you mean the original Gorgeous George. Okay, that's fine.
The original Gorgeous George. That's right, the original. Number eight. Give me the eighth wonder of the world, Andre the Giant. Number nine, appropriately at number nine, give me that ninth wonder of the world, China.
Oh,
put it in there, you know what I'm saying. And number 10, just for kicks and giggles to make it all interesting, give me the man from the land of the rising sun, the devious, the dangerous, the venom spewing, Great Muta Daddy. That's right. I want him to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. Put him in the Royal Rumble for the first time.
I think the Great Muta was on Coco Survivor Series team, maybe, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Might have been. So you see already I'm a Great Muta fan, as you can see.
That's pretty broad. I like it. Martez is grumbling in the corner. Martez, what's on your mind?
You did say two of the people that I wanted to pick. Are we allowed to have the same picks, or can I... Or should I just pick
new
picks on the fly?
Different iteration of the same person.
Okay. So, all right. So number one, I'm going to go with Bill Goldberg.
Interesting.
Bill Goldberg. Say what you want about Goldberg. People say he's not a good wrestler, but he was dominant. So I'm going to go with Bill Goldberg. Number two, I'm going to go with Razor Ramon. Not Scott Hall, but Razor Ramon. Razor Ramon was a beast when he was with WWF. When he got to WCW, he wasn't so much a beast, even though he was polarizing, things of that nature, but he wasn't a beast. Number three, Bret the Hitman Hart, who I deem the best wrestler I've seen ever, Bret Hart. Number four, Owen Hart, you know, another great wrestler. Number five, CM Punk, my second favorite wrestler of all time. Number six, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Number seven, he's a newcomer, but I'm all in on him, Hook. I think Hook is special. So Hook is number seven.
Swing hates Hook.
Number eight. That's going to make it even fun next time I talk to him to mess with him. But number seven, I'm going to go with The Undertaker.
Ooh.
Number eight,
mm-hmm.
Kane.
Ooh.
Number nine.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Yokozuna.
Oh, man.
And then number 10, last but not least, he doesn't get the real credit he deserves, but I'll take him in a match any day of the week. And that's the game, Triple H.
Oh, man.
Oh, nice one.
There's a lot of famous duos in there, the Brothers of Destruction, the D-Generation X, facing off against mm-hmm. each other. There, China in there. She could slap Triple H around for some things in the past, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Most definitely.
Well, I'm glad you guys went first because, once again, I went in a different direction to make things different. So my first pick out of the 10 is myself, the Macho Ghost. Yeah, that's right. I'm in there number one, except I hope
I get
number 30.
Fair enough.
Number two, Frankie the Parrot.
Oh, man. Wow.
Now you try. Now take that. You put him in the ring. You try to throw a bird over the top rope. See if it can be done.
It's impossible. It's like trying to grab air, baby, with your bare hands. I feel you. I like the way you think, brother. Go mental telepathy, daddy. Mental telepathy.
That's right. Mental telepathy. Yeah, it's an information superhighway of freakiness. All right. Now, let's see here. This is kind of a sneaky pick right here because I don't think anybody is going to understand what to do with this guy. The Boogeyman.
Oh, man.
Not the worms. Not the worms. There's only one slot, so he can't bring his worms with him.
Oh, okay, great.
Let's see. Now, who am I going to go with? This is one from outside the Phylum Animalia, Mitch the Plant.
Who?
Mitch's plant. Remember Dean Ambrose when he had his own talk show and he had a plant on a stool and the plant's name was Mitch?
Oh, holy Moses. There we go. Okay, I remember.
Mitch
that's
is in
level.
The match. Yeah, they're going to expand the rules to both feet have to touch the ground or the bottom of your pot.
Good one.
I can sense already, only I'm up to number four, that Coco and Martez do not like this list at all.
No, hey, I'm with it, brother.
All right.
Off the box, baby.
Straight from Rocky III. Thunder Lips.
Oh, man. This is in the Hall of Fame already, baby. He ain't even finished. Come on, brother Ghost. Give it to me some more.
Oh, yeah. I'm putting my brother Lanny in there, too. Yeah, so Lanny can earn his paycheck.
There you go. He can't move up to you, brother Ghost.
That's six right there. Then number seven, I'm going to put in there Al Snow's best friend, Head.
Hey, I was thinking of Head early. I was like, maybe I should put Head in there. Hey, I'm glad you did it.
Don't say it, Martez. I know you're thinking it.
No way.
I don't know how you eliminate somebody who doesn't have any feet to begin with, but Head's in there, and I believe that's number seven. Then I'm going to put in there another interesting pick. I'm going to put in there the man that everybody loves that nobody remembers, although I thought you'd remember Mitch the Plant. I'm putting Mantor in there.
Oh, whoa.
Half man, half a bison. Mm-hmm. Martez, do you remember Mantor?
Honestly, no. No.
Hey, it's probably good that you don't, but that's okay. I roll with it. This is good stuff here.
Apparently, my deep cuts are a little too deep. I'm going to go with Ralphus from WCW, Chris Jericho's personal bodyguard.
Yo, Ralphus. Yeah, I heard about Ralphus.
Man, I lost count. I don't even know where I'm at right now.
That was number nine. You got one more.
That was number nine. And last but not least, I'm going to put in someone who we may or may not have mentioned earlier who I chose to win the Royal Rumble. It's a secret identity. I'm picking Shark Girl, who is not Daphne.
Interesting.
You know it's hilarious when after you're done, someone replies with interesting.
Interesting. Interesting list.
I guess I should have come to rehearsal.
No, that's no problem. Hey, there's one guy we all left out. The only three-time winner of the Royal Rumble, Stone Cold Steve Austin. None of us mentioned Stone Cold. But, you know, hopefully he's not around to hear this radio program because I don't want to get cold stunned and get hit with a beer bath. You know what I'm saying? So Stone Cold, you will be honorable mention. You'd be number 31. Just because you're Stone Cold Steve Austin and you do whatever you want, that's the bottom line. So, and a who, fella?
I'm not afraid of Stone Cold Creamery. Oh, and you know, I should mention, in fact, that technically, I'm still in the Royal Rumble all the way back from 1991. If you recall, I was supposed to be number 18, but that was the night I beat the Warrior out of the Ultimate, and he lost his title, and I left the building, not because he was chasing me, just because I wanted to get, on the freeway before rush hour. So technically, I'm still in the Rumble from 1991, so take that, Curtis Axel.
There you go. Hey, this is an awesome, awesome show, guys. Thank you again for coming on. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Macho Ghost Time. Oh, go ahead, Brother Tim. What were you about to say?
Coco, yeah, Martez is chirping like a bird. He's got something to say, like a parrot.
I know we're getting ready to go. Do we got 4 minutes to take these calls?
We got some calls.
Sure, let's do that.
Hey, real quick, we should probably
a little bit.
We should probably mention real quick, who do you think? I don't think Doudrop's going to beat Becky Lynch, do you?
No, nope.
That's the only other match on the card we only peripherally mentioned.
Yep, true. Becky wins.
Well, how many calls do we have, Martez? I'm not plugged into the studio this time because I was lazy.
Yeah, Kayvon has been on and Josh has been on. They want to chime in. I guess they can chime
in. Yeah,
come on,
bring
them
on in. Let's talk real quick. Good stuff.
Yeah, let's the big dog. I know the big dog.
Oh, all right. Let's bring on the big dog right now.
I don't know about this guy, Josh. He doesn't like AEW.
Ladies and
the
big dog.
Boys and girls, it is not the big dog today. No. It is the one and only, the tribal chief, Kayvon Johnny. And, man, let me tell you, I've heard this whole show, and I'm proud of you all, but when it comes down to me and Seth, you two, Coco T-Ware and Macho Ghost, you all said that I will retain, which is wonderful, but my special counsel, well, I'm going to have to holler at you later. I'm only just saying your mistakes. You said I'm going to lose. Seth Rollins is going to beat me. What?
I'll just call it like I see it, Kayvon.
We're going to work on that. And then none of you all mentioned the tribal team in your Royal Rumble. Wow. I've been gone less than a week. Then I have something. You know what? The Radio Podcast can wait. I will see them on Thursday at 6:30. But besides that, how have you all been?
I think
we're doing well, brother.
Kayvon's so worked up. Kayvon loves Roman Reigns so much, he's going to win. Kayvon thinks Roman's going to win every match. Roman is going to win the Women's Royal Rumble, too.
Actually, for the Women's Royal Rumble, I have a little special somebody that I think is going to win the Women's Royal Rumble, and she just so happened to slip in the car. My joke goes, I'm pretty sure you know who this voice is, and it would be a shame if she didn't say anything. This is my winner of winning the Women's Royal Rumble. So go ahead and say something.
My joke goes. Whole new year, what's going on?
Is this Mama Jax?
Oh, heck yes. Yes,
oh,
this is
Mama. Why change my pick? I didn't know Mama Jax was in the Rumble. I changed my pick to Mama Jax.
Fair enough.
Don't fight out of me. Hey, steady long, steady wrong. I'm telling you, it's 2022. I'm ready.
Man, oh, man. You know, Mama Jack, it's good to hear from you. Sometimes we exchange messages quietly in the behind the scenes. Kayvon's really good at that. But let me tell you now, Mama Jack, if people think Kayvon is the big dog, we all know, we've talked about it before, Mama Jack is the mama dog that made the big dog. So Kayvon wouldn't be anything without Mama Jack. So if you want to mess with somebody, man, you certainly don't want to mess with Mama Jack.
Uh-huh. Come on with it. And you know this, man. You already know.
Mama Jax is going to throw all those chills down the hill.
Oh, but you know, sometimes, you know, you just have to stand back and observe, because it don't always take, you know, people that have that big bark. You just have to step back and look, and then that's when you count. You got to study.
Exactly. You got that, Martez, you got to pay attention and study.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, I love you guys.
It's good. Coco, do you have anything to say to Mama Jax? You're surprisingly quiet. You don't have any beef with Mama Jax, do you?
Oh, absolutely not, man. I'm a big fan of Mama Jax. I've been hearing all about her over the past few years. How you doing, Mama Jax? This is a black man, Coco Pierre, founder and leader of K-Fate, the People's Band. We'll probably be seeing you this Saturday night at the Royal Oak of Magic Theater when you watch my band play some of the sweetest wrestling theme music known to man. So good to hear from you, Mama Jax. I ain't heard from you in ages.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Thank you. Man. I'm looking forward to seeing you and meeting you.
Yeah, I went and got a haircut just for the event.
Oh, man.
Off net. Mama
you guys are in trouble now.
Good.
You better iron your suits. Mama Jack's not messing around.
That's right.
Oh, no, I'm ready. I am ready. Oh, yeah, like I said, I went and got it cut up. I got a new piercing for the new year coming in. It's like, okay, I'm ready to do this.
I think Mama Jack's is going to fight everybody at the party.
Oh, boy. I'm getting out the way. That's all I'm saying. Remember, I'm just
that's
me. I'm entertainment.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get me.
Hey, you know how that song goes? It said, move. Get out the way. Get out the way.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
You got her same music. Brother Martez, we in trouble. She got her own music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's that anthem.
Yes. Let's do this.
You're going to have to learn how to play that, Coco, so she can get an entrance at the event.
I guess so. I bet we got rehearsal this Friday night, so we might have to throw that in the repertoire, if you will. Hey, who else we got on the call?
We got. I know we're running up against time, but we got Josh. We're going to put Kayvon back on mute.
Hey, thank you, Mama
Jack.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Definitely.
And then Kayvon, too. Kayvon is.
Kayvon's
still the reigning Open Talk 313 The Flash champion in Gorilla Position Wrestling. I don't know if Coco wants to mention that he lost to Kayvon at the December event, but we'll just skim right over that.
Oh, man. You know, out of sight, out of mind. You got to treat it like amnesia, Daddy. You just forget about it and move on. There'll be another opportunity in another day.
He beat up my son, too. So, you know, you can't – I don't know about that Kayvon. He thinks he's unstoppable. Speaking of unstoppable, who's this next guy on the phone? I've heard about this guy, but I've never talked to him before, so this should be interesting.
Oh, this is going to be good right here. Brother Josh.
Oh, it's about to be
Josh.
Interesting.
Coco wishes the show ended at 10 till.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was trying to avoid this, but Brother Josh is in the building. What's up, Brother Josh?
How y'all doing today?
Oh, I think it's a pleasure to meet you, Josh. This is the first time. I know you're a regular on the Wrestle Talk in the D now with Martez and the aforementioned Kayvon and some guy named Dominic, who I don't even know. Does Dominic have a telephone or an address?
He's got a P.O. box. That's what I heard.
He's not on social media.
He's not on social media.
Well, Dominic, if you're not listening, you know you're invited to the big countdown telethon taking place at the Open Talk on Blog Talk on February 1st. So we'll mention that some other time. But, Dominic, for Pete's sakes, SOS or something. And Jason, too.
Right.
My son hasn't called me since before Christmas. Anyway, Josh, I'm taking away valuable time that Coco did not want you to have.
Hey, it's all good. So, first, Coco, Stone Cold was mentioned in all three of y'all's picks for the Royal Rumble because Martez picked him as his seventh overall.
Ooh.
And who might that be?
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
He picked him when you guys were picking.
Oh,
yeah, he was picking your guys when you guys were picking your perfect Royal Rumble.
Oh,
he was number
okay.
seven on Martez's list.
Oh, okay.
And,
I totally missed that. Sorry about that, Brother Fab. You did mention Stone Cold. Okay. I don't know why I thought I didn't hear that name. You know what?
Now, Miss Josh, who's your pick to win the Royal Rumble this year for the men?
For the men this year, I would like to see either Ricochet or Sami Zayn win.
Oh, man, Sami Zayn's the same person that Coco picked.
Exactly. My man, you are, Brother Jeff. Brother Josh, smart man you are.
At the moment, I don't know if Ricochet's, he's not listed as being in the Rumble. He might actually somehow get pinned in the locker room. That's how. That's what kind of winning streak Ricochet's
Uh-oh.
On.
Oh,
but
man.
I'm going to throw out one more name. I'm going to throw out one more name. This man right now is in AEW, but his contract is due to expire very soon.
Uh-oh.
And I'm talking about the Machine Brian Cage.
Oh, man.
Interesting. That would be nice to see him in the WWE. You know, this big man is. He's got a soft and a big heart for the big monsters, the big 300-pound muscly men. Now, to say this, I don't want to see Brian Cage doing moonsaults and things of that nature. I just think you don't see the Incredible Hulk doing moonsaults and hurricanranas. He's smashing and bashing. But that's another story for another day. Either way, it would be kind of cool to see Brian Cage step foot in the WWE. You know what I'm saying? That would be pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I once saw the Hulk do a hurricanrana, but I don't know if you were at that party.
No, I think I missed that one.
All right, now who's your pick for the Women's Royal Rumble? You can't pick Stone Cold because he's a man, and I think after his past, he's probably got a restraining order and can't get near the women.
I would like to see Liv Morgan win it. I think, you know, I've mentioned it. I've actually been a big fan of hers. I've mentioned it quite a few times. But I think there's a dark horse riding in here that not a lot of people are really going to think of. But I'm also going to throw Raquel Gonzalez in there, too.
Ooh.
Mm. That's a nice one. That's a – hey, this WrestleMania – I mean, excuse me, not WrestleMania – this Royal Rumble match for both the men's and the women's, I believe this is going to be the Royal Rumble where it's full of surprises, man. Full of surprises, full of big-time pop. Hey, we ain't even begin to talk about Lacey Evans. She might pop up in that bad boy. She may not win it, but she'll probably be in it. Who knows?
Ooh. Maybe your baby,
I got
too.
One more pick. I got one more pick, and I think, Macho, you're going to really enjoy this one.
Well, I hope so.
How about Elizabeth Ghost? Ooh,
wait a minute.
Yeah.
Elizabeth
Whoa.
Ghost. Elizabeth Ghost. The ghost of Miss Elizabeth. Man,
yes.
Oh, man, that's a distinct possibility. She's never been in a Royal Rumble. I like to see that.
She's timing in time, you know what I'm saying?
I'd like to see that. Maybe we can get Sherry in there, too, and they can duke it out finally.
Oh, man.
Hey.
dream match we never knew we needed, y'all. Dream match.
Those are
and
some $3 picks from Josh.
Macho, it was definitely an honor meeting you, but I have to understand one thing that everyone else has to understand. You may not have been eliminated from the 91 Royal Rumble, but Yokozuna eliminated you in the 93 Royal Rumble when you thought you could pin him and you were the last man eliminated.
Now, wait, now, I had that in my notes, but I spilled some Dr. Pepper on it. I'm not sure what you're talking about. Goodbye, Josh!
See, Brother Jay, you causing all kinds of trouble and mischief.
I was that close to being the – I came in 30, and, yeah, I thought, you know, if you're the kind of guy who's going to eliminate yourself from the Royal Rumble, you're also the kind of guy who's going to try to pin someone in the Royal Rumble. Like I said, I do things that there's not even a box that I can be outside of. I'm in the middle of a parking lot somewhere. Oh, I hear a lot of people. Is the party started already? I thought it wasn't until next Saturday.
Oh, it's a Friday now, baby. We can't wait. 313, WrestleFest 313 is going to be the happening thing. Who the fuck says sliced bread and Betty White, Daddy?
Oh, man. Now, you guys should plug the party. You should tell people about it real quick. And also, too, make sure, Coco, that you say hello to the sensational Sweet Denny for me.
I sure will. Go, brother, but we need Brother Martez to kick out this information here because this man is making all this shit possible. But come on, Brother Taz. Drop that science on everybody for this Saturday.
Yeah, plug it in.
All right, real quick, we have it's going to be a long day of different festivities going on. We're starting off at
First off, Martez, right there. I got to stop you right there. You don't come on and say, oh, man, it's going to be a long day. You got to come on and say it's going to be an exciting day.
That's right. Okay, sorry.
All right, start again. Right. Pretend you didn't just wake up an hour ago.
It's going to be an exciting, action-packed day. I've been on this for quite some time. I will be lying if I told you I wasn't nervous. You know, this is a big deal for Detroit Wrestling Connection. We believe in taking risk, you know, and sometimes in taking risk, you never know what return you're going to get. But I think this is going to be a great event. We're going to start off at 2 o'clock with former NXT talent Jessica Alabama. She's going to be doing a meet and greet from 2 to 5 p.m.,
Now, you
and
might remember her as Jesse Kamea, correct?
Correct, yep.
The Robert Stone brand in NXT not that long ago. Who flushed the toilet?
Sorry, bad plumbing going on. That's all that is.
Coco's having a pinball count anywhere match at his house right now.
Well, you know, it was the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, it was his ghost. The common man came in saying, hey, you need a plumber. I think something's wrong with the toiletry. So he came in here, tested it out, flushed it. He said, hey, it's all good. You don't even need me. I won't even bill you, Daddy. See you later. And that was it.
Ortiz, I'm trying not to laugh on the air. What else you got to say?
I'm done.
All right, and so then, we got the Detroit Wrestling Connection is sponsoring this event coming up this coming Saturday, which is January 29th, 2022. Don't look at your checks in your checkbook because that'll still say 2021. So Saturday. What time does the event start, this exciting action-packed all-day event?
It's two different events. It's the meet and greet from 2 to 5 p.m. and then – at 7 o'clock p.m., this is the main event. This is the kayfabe, the people's event. They will be kicking off our nightly event with a half-hour concert. So this
now,
this
what, now where is this taking place? Are the two events taking part the same location, participating at the same location?
Yep, same location, Imagine Royal Oak, right here in Royal Oak, Michigan. It'll be inside of a movie auditorium. This will be our first time doing something like this, a concert. For Detroit Wrestling Connection. I'm so happy and thankful that Brother Coco T. Ware decided to accept the invitation to do this show. And I've had a chance to hear these guys before, and who wouldn't want to book them? You know, who wouldn't want to work with them? So I think the people are going to be happy with what they hear. After the concert, then we will watch the three-hour Royal Rumble event, and then we go home. But, I'm excited. I'm definitely excited. Forgive me for the fan. It's going to be a long day, but I'm definitely excited, and I can't wait to see what happens on that day.
Now, Coco, he said long day again. Now, Coco, what do you think about this concert coming up? Your kayfabe, the people's band, your dream project here with the sensational Sweet Denny, and Animal from the Muppets plays the drums, and I don't know who you got playing the guitar, one of those battery-operated flowers that dance. Remember those when they dance? Who's in your band? Give them a shout-out.
I'm so glad you said that, brother. Look here. The Kayfabe the People's Band consists of four amazing, talented musicians. Started with yours truly, the ace that plays the bass, Coco T. Ware. Then, flanked to my right, you know, my beautiful bride, the fire singer, the fire bringer, the set fire to my American dream, Dustin Rhodes, sensational Sweet Denny, singing on that microphone, playing on the percussion with the tambourine and the cowbell, Daddy. That's right. We're going to have more cowbells at this show. Then, flank to my left, the man on the guitar. He may be old school, but he's going to teach off a new trick. We call him Brother Michael P. Funk. And then, flank right behind him is our knockout artist. You know what I'm saying? He pities the fools that don't have no rhythm for school. He is our drummer. We call him Mr. Timbo Slice. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is all of Kayfabe the People's Band. And we're going to rock all your favorite rapping theme music from the 1980s to 2021, from NWA, WWF, WCW, to AEW. Hey, we might even play some New Japan rapping themes for you one day. Hey, and if you're even lucky, we'll even play some anime music for you, like some Pokemon or some Sailor Moon or something like that. We're going to get the thing going at 7 p.m. this Saturday night. We're going to set up our equipment, y'all. We're going to set that place on fire. We're going to be looking good. Listen, the sensational one was so excited, she already got her outfit ready.
Ooh.
Waiting. Folded up in the room. You should see the
man, and it's
on
Mama Jackson,
on,
Sensational Sweet Denny. They're all ready to go for this show. I hope you guys washed your clothes.
Oh, they're going to be pristine and clean, Daddy. Oh, I ain't going to even tell you what the black man is going to come out of, because I always got something interesting. See, let me tell you this. I bring every show that we do, I bring something called a boxer gimmick. You ever heard of the boxer gimmick?
Oh, man, boxer gimmick. I had a boxer gimmick once. Yeah, just ask Steve. I think it was on Ludicrous Speed.
Yeah.
What's in your boxer
gimmick?
What's in the – oh, you can't tell me what's in the boxer gimmicks, right? It's a secret.
Well, I'm gonna say it like this. Frankie the Bird might fly out that bad boy. I might have Matilda the Bulldog. Might have Damien the Python, or Lucifer, or that daggum Cobra that bit Jake the Snake in WCW. I mean,
don't remind me of it.
Sorry. That's right. Bad memories. Forgive me. Scratch that up. But hey, I might even have Hornswoggle come out of that box. Forgive me. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen from that box of gimmicks. I might have a different outfit that I might want to change into. And I don't want to get too – I already said too much, Daddy. But just know, when you see us performing, you ain't going to never forget. I had to get some business cards, and I got a feeling we're going to have people want us to book us for their watch parties, Super Bowl wrestling show, Bob Mitzvah, Quincietta, all them good stuff. Baby showers, who knows? You know, kids' baptism, they're going to want us to play for that. You know, so we ready for anything and everything. Hey, listen, Brother Ghost, you the plug out in good old Chicagoland. So if I was you, would you please kindly get out there, talk to good brother Stan, troublemaker brother Stan, say, hey, get the name Kayfabe the People's Band out here, because they want to come to good old Chicago and do a little performance, maybe like, I don't know, C2E2. Or one of them kind of wrestling conventions. I mean, I would love to do that. I'm actually trying to get a hold of Square Expo out there in Indiana. I'd love for our band to come and perform there.
We got to get Brother Stan. I'm sure he's not listening because he's too good for us nowadays, Martez. But if he is listening, we got to tell him, try to be booking some Kayfabe the People's Band at one of the 85 wrestling promotions he works at.
Hey, he's a Jamaican, man. He got tree job, baby. He work everywhere.
Man, oh, man. Now, Martez, We can't, though. Now, we mentioned all this excitement and everything, but once again, none of this would be possible without the hard work, dedication, and vision, and popularity of Mr. Martez Ale and the miraculous minister of multimedia mayhem. It's all because of you, Martez. What do you think about that?
You know what? I mean, I had a vision a few years ago. This is something that I truly feel like God placed on my heart to do. Detroit Wrestling Connection, Open Talk 313 The Flash, and I'm just living. I'm living the dream that that was given to me, and I'm happy. I'm happy that the ride that I'm on, and I only see great things coming with these endeavors that I'm involved with.
As humble as always. Now, Martez and Coco, you know, we're just to briefly touch on it again, we got the big secret show coming up on the 1st. Martez, you got to say anything real quickly about that?
Now, that show, it's going to be funny because that show, I'm really have to talk during that show. I'm going to be a little bit more looser than what I normally am.
Yeah, you're the star of that show. I hope you realize that.
Oh, man. I'm realizing, even though I don't like the attention like that, but I understand why this show is happening, and this is our final. It'll be our final show on Blog Talk, and I don't know why I got emotional real quick, but it'll be our final show on here. So I couldn't have done it without all you guys. So that's going to be a great show that night. I'm going to be very loose, so prepare to listen to somebody that you normally don't listen to, because I probably won't be like this.
Oh, man, the big final show of Open Talk 313 to Flat. I can't even talk. I'm so excited and confused by everything that's happening. The final show on Blog Talk, Open Talk 313 to Flash. That's Tuesday night, February 1st, from 8 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. The contract expires. The contract expires at midnight, so when we go off the air, everything goes off the air.
Yep. And let me say this. I know we got to go, but Macho Ghost had the biggest part of this show coming about. You know, it's time for you to get your flowers, all jokes aside. You know, nothing against anybody else that has been on these airwaves. You know, but Macho, you've really shown that you care about this product. And Open Talk, and I appreciate you. And I'm gonna talk more about that February 1st. But I appreciate you coming up with this idea to do this show, and everything you have done thus far the last 3 years.
It's about time. And the name of the show is gonna be Open Talk 313. The Flash proudly presents the Gorilla Position Wrestle Talk in the D Smash Point 3. Smack it up, flip it, rub it down.
I love it. Oh, no. I love that name, baby.
And we're going to turn over to Coco to say goodbye. But before we go, speaking of all these Royal Rumbles that have 30 men in it and one time 40, I just want to say back in 1995, I won WCW World War III. That had 60 men in it, and I won that and became the champion. So, everybody, good night.
I remember
60
that.
Men.
That, I loved it. 60 minutes, brother.
60.
You're a real 60-minute man. Awesome. That was so awesome. So, hey, I guess we're going to close it out this time. See, whenever we three get together, we just have fun and we just cut up. We just disregard time limits and time constraints. I mean, then again, you are the Macho Ghost, so you're not even limited to time constraints. There's no
I'm everywhere and nowhere.
Point. That's right. Everywhere, no. See, everything in particular, nothing in general. I believe that's how it goes.
I like it.
Well, this is nothing in particular, anything in general. There we go. That's how it goes. So, anywho, we're going to sign up for tonight. Everybody go ahead, watch you some Monday Night Raw or whatever it is that you're looking at. So, Brother Black Man, Coco Beware, Macho Ghost, and Brother Martez, we bid you all a wonderful good night and enjoy this Saturday's Royal Rumble and come see us. Royal Rumble Magic Theater. Because WrestleFest 313 Daddy, it's going down like Bad Leroy Brown in Chinatown, Daddy.